and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 74. I'm just letting you know, this episode could get really weird. I'm going to do my best to not just ramble on because I'm recording at night and I am just not a night person anymore. I mean, I'm really not a morning person either. I would really prefer to record in the afternoon, but here we are. This is the time that I have. So let's go ahead and get on with this freaking episode. Are you a morning, afternoon, or night person, by the way? Let me know, because I know everybody is different. And I feel like my entire life, I've gone through every single phase. Here we are. Guess what? We're going to learn about a Chinese zodiac today. So here we go.
Zodiac.
I'm into that.
Today's Chinese zodiac lesson is the snake. Snake carries the meanings of malevolence, cattiness, mystery, as well as acumen and deviation. In most cases, this animal is considered evil, and the elongated legless body always scares people. However, in ancient Chinese traditions, the snake once presented a venerated image and is one of the earliest totems of the Chinese nations. Chinese mother goddess Nuwa, who's said to have created humanity, has the body of a snake and the head of a human. The Chinese dragon also has a snake body. Today, in some places in China, people still believe that a snake found in their courtyard can bring good luck. People born in the year of the snake are considered rational, calm, thoughtful, and loyal to the loved ones. If you were born in the years 2025, 2013, 2001, 1989, 1977, 1965, 1953, 1941, 1929, and 1917, you are a snake. As always, just minus 12 years from 1917 and continue that pattern, or add 12 years to 2025 and then continue that pattern if you want to know future snakes or past snakes. So yeah, I hope you learned something. So that is the snake, and we're going to go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from Significant-Muffin12 on Reddit.
I moved out of my mom's house when I was 16. I found out I was pregnant and thought I was grown. Fast forward a few years, and lo and behold, reality slapped me, just as it does any young parent, and after some trials and tribulations, found myself back at home with my mom at the age of 19. I'll preface this with, the apartment my mother lived in was a nursing home, converted into 6 apartments. 3 on the first floor, 2 on the second, and my mother's apartment being the only one on the third floor. We always heard things. Footsteps coming up the long staircase leading to my mother's door. Never anyone there. The back door was a huge fire door. It banged when it shut. It's a very distinctive sound. We would hear footsteps, hear the door open and close, and expect someone. There was never anyone there. When you walked through the back door, it was a short hallway. 2 doors to the left, bedrooms, and 1 door ahead, the kitchen. My bedroom was positioned to face my bedroom doorway. My mother worked overnights. She's a nurse. So it was always my 2 going on 3-year-old son and I always home alone at night. I can't explain the feeling I got walking past the first of the two doors to the left, but I just couldn't walk past it. I ran. Every time, I just ran. My first experience in the apartment is the scariest one to date, from when I was younger to now being in my 30s. One night, I'm laying in bed. I'm on the phone very late. It was maybe 1 to 2 a.m. And as I'm laying, just talking, I heard a pitter-patter across the short hallway. And a short, toddler-sized shadow ran across my doorway. I saw the shadow clearly. It had shape. It had mass. It was solid. I immediately yell out to my son, "Hey, what are you doing up? Come here." No response. So again, him being little and me knowing his games, I call out to him again. "Hey, bub, come here and lay with mama." Then it hit me. He wouldn't be in that part of the apartment. That came from the corner bedroom. He was sleeping on the couch. I caught up as quickly as I think I ever had and ran through the kitchen and into the living room. And there he was, my toddler, sleeping on the couch. I scooped him up and hightailed it to my room. I shut the door behind me, locked it, and crash, something hit the kitchen floor and sounded like it shattered. I did not leave my room all night. Eventually, early hours hit and I finally fell asleep with my babe in bed with me. Fast forward, it's now 7:30 a.m. and my mother is knocking at the bedroom door. What the fuck happened in the kitchen? The entire dish strainer is on the floor. There's glass everywhere. I was hesitant to even answer. My mom did not like to speak on these things. She says she's a non-believer, but no way in hell she could be living here. I explained what happened, and she only said, "Help me clean it up." From there on out, so many things happened. Every day there was an occurrence. Voices, sounds, things that looked like people in the house that we would quickly realize it wasn't what or who we thought it was. I never slept comfortably in that house again, and very quickly made my way out to a place of my own. But without fail, every visit I had to my mother consisted of someone from the other side making their presence known, one way or another. Okay, first of all, how ironic is it that their mom is living in a nursing home and they're a nurse? I mean, it's obviously a converted nursing home, but like, oh, I just think it's kind of funny. But anyhow, back to the story. Scary as hell, only because like I have a toddler and I would freaking lose my shit if I saw him run by a door from a direction that he shouldn't even be in. But like, you don't really realize it until you realize it. And then you're like, oh, hell no. And then you go get your kid and bring him back. And you're like, I'm not leaving this room. And I don't blame them. I do not blame them for not leaving the room to figure out what the crash was. Absolutely not. You just lay there until you're so tired that you basically pass out and fall asleep. Because no thank you. But the fact that it like the spirits broke something, it's a pretty strong spirit. And I'm not going to lie, but I would love to investigate there because that sounds pretty active. But it's also really sad that the mom just won't be like, yeah, it's freaking haunted. Maybe she doesn't believe because she doesn't want to believe because she's afraid to believe because then it'll freak her out. That's probably not the case. I'm just trying to make it make sense. I'm just trying to help. And it's not helping. I'm fairly certain this person is not living with their mother anymore, but it sucks if they go and visit and they're still having paranormal experiences. Like, no, thank you. I'm good with that. Because it's just, it's intense. It seems like it's an intense spirit. Spirits, maybe. Who knows? It's a nursing home. Man, those nursing homes. Whew. But we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from K.A. Taylor on Reddit.
This happened when I was young. I'm not even sure exactly how old, but it would have had to been about 7 years old or younger, as this only happened at my first childhood home. I would sleep with my bedroom door open. My bedroom was upstairs, the last room before the end of the hallway. Every night, I would see a parade of ghosts go past my bedroom door. They look like normal people. Farmers, soldiers, nuns, old people, young people, kids, just normal people. But they were very clearly apparitions. It would be the same people in the same order every night. They didn't make me feel afraid, and they never acknowledged me. They just went by my bedroom door in a single file line. Sometimes, at the end of the line, there would be an old woman. She was the only one that would look into my room. She never came in and never spoke, just looked right at me and then kept going. She made me feel afraid. But I think it's just because I knew she knew I was there. I started sleeping with the blankets over my head every night, so I wouldn't see them. But I still knew when they were going by, when the old woman was looking, and when they were gone. I have never told anyone about this, but I have been thinking about it a lot. The last couple of years. I am 31 now. I know it probably sounds like an overactive imagination and try to convince myself of that my whole life, but I just know it wasn't my imagination. I know that it was an old home, stone foundation, and although the area is well developed now, it was once farmland. My sister and I would find cow bones while playing in the yard. It was developed into a neighborhood during and after World War II. Although we moved out of that particular house, we remained in the same neighborhood. I'm familiar with the area. It's a small town. There were a couple of local schools that nuns taught at, one of which was directly next door. There was a convent about a block away. There are two cemeteries nearby within a kilometer. There is a funeral home at the other end of the same road, again, about a kilometer away. I don't know much about the history of the house itself or any of its previous occupants, but I really wish I did. My parents did extensive renovations to the home. I've asked them before if they came across anything interesting during the renovation process, but they both don't recall anything that they thought was interesting or strange. Nothing worth remembering, I guess. Has anyone out there had any similar experiences? Any insight onto what I may have saw? I should mention we moved out of that house a few weeks before my 8th birthday, and to date, I have had no other experiences. Yeah, this one just gives me straight chills, and it's nothing like I've ever heard before in my life. And the fact that this happened to this person as a child, for fuck's sake. Like, I know that children are more susceptible to, like, seeing spirits and stuff, but like, could we not do that? That's just too much. That's too much. And to have so many, I actually reached out to this person to get any insight as to like what the area is like and all that. And I went ahead and threw that in the story too. But I'm like, there's a convent and there's a funeral home out of all things. Like, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's the spirits from the funeral home having a parade. But like, why their house? You know, that's so wild to me. But then of course, my psychotic mind took it a whole other direction before I knew all of this information, really. And when I first read this story, my brain was like, oh my God, the old lady in the end, she's the reason why they're all there. Because how odd is it that she's the only one who looks? She is the only one, and she's at the end of the line, who looks in that freaking room at that child and then just walks away. Like, did she murder all these people? Is that what happened? Did she murder them in this house? But see, that theory is kind of diminished now, because if their parents did renovations, you would find some evidence, I would think. I don't know. My brain just really went off the deep end with that one, because my brain can't wrap around the idea of a literal parade of ghosts going by a child's door. But that the thing that sticks out most to me is just that flippin' old lady at the end. What is that all about? That is what I want answers to. So if you have any ideas or crazy theories, please let me know. And shit, if you've had an experience with a parade of ghosts, hi, that is a new one for me. Never heard of that in my life. That is crazy and honestly terrifying. And the fact that I am recording at night is not great, because I am going to go to bed after this. And why do I do this to myself? I'm just going to shut up. If you have a paranormal experience like either story today, or just a paranormal story in general, let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.